Houston 16.
Go ahead.
Okay, Hank, how did the SPS data look?
Okay, we were just talking about that, Charlie. Apparently we had a real nominal burn. Our data down here showed a burn time of 6 minutes, 14.2 seconds, which is right on the money. And I got a few words on that PC drop. I understand that that's completely normal for the first dual bank burn due to some helium bubbles that are normally trapped between the ball valves. So that wasn't unexpected for the first dual bank burn. You shouldn't see it again. And as far as the SPS pressure light that came on, we warned you earlier to expect that due to the pressure surge or the tank's pressurizing. You were right on the 200 PSI limit. That triggered it. The second pressure light you got, which I apparently still on, is due to heat soak back into the tank. So it's not unexpected either.
Okay, fine. We passed that word on to you about the light. Not that we weren't expecting it, but just to tell you what had happened.
Okay. Sixteen, fact mode auto on a high gain.
Okay. You got it. Houston 16, over.
Go ahead.
That crater Icarus, we got a profile picture of. It's a big round crater, and it has real steep walls, and a central peak is a little above the crater walls, and you'll see that profile when you get the picture back. But the shape of the central peak is such that the only Earth analog I've ever seen look like is sort of a shield volcano. I never saw anything like that in a... You know, I'm not saying the whole thing's not an impact, but that central peak is really unusual.
Roger, we copy. And we're also through with the pan camera. You can go power off on that.
Houston, apparently this line of secondaries down here across the Maury, it gives you the impression that there's been a couple of great big chickens been walking across there.
Roger.
And that was courtesy of Charlie Duke, our airborne geologist and chicken farmer.
Roger, maybe you better watch your step.
I'm watching.
Those last two picturesque descriptions, first of the crater Icarus with its unusual central peak, and second of the chicken tracks were from John Young.